You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's a regular dialogue. It's a regular dialogue, sure. You may call? Yeah. We're right across the hall from each other, so it's pretty regular. Multiple times a day.
So that was John Harbaugh leading up to the trade deadline, asking about if he was curious what was going on. He said he talked to Eric all the time. Well, the Ravens made two final trades since the last time we heard from John on that. They did trade Jair Alexander over the weekend and a 7 for a 6, and then traded a 5, which can become a 4, as you heard in the update. If Draymond Jones gets 2 sacks and the Ravens make the playoffs, probably be about a difference of a dozen picks, because it's the Jets 5th or the Ravens 4th if they were to make the playoffs. So Draymond Jones in the fold. That's all they do. Now we'll find out, is it enough?
Yeah. I think it was probably a little underwhelming for a lot of people. And even if you weren't expecting blue chip quality, and I don't know that any of us realistically were, you might have thought a little more quantity in terms of an interior lineman of some, at least, caliber, a potential nice depth piece, if not someone to push your starters, because you've got some starters on the offensive and defensive line who have plenty of warts these days. I think it was indicative of where they are as a franchise right now, which is kind of mid-tier. Like, they're a good team. They're not a great team. They're probably going to have difficulty beating great teams, but there's no great teams in their division. And I think it just kind of played out in that sort of respect and in that way. I mean, it's kind of, the trade deadline was kind of like their season to this point, right? Like, underwhelming, not really up there with the big boys. But obviously still time to salvage whatever this is going to be.
It was sort of what I expected. Did I think that they would make one more move outside of Jones, the pass rusher? Yes. Like you said, Jason, I thought they'd make a play at guard. It's worth noting that there was only one offensive line traded, and that was Trevor Penning to the Chargers. But even still, what's interesting following the trade deadline at this point is we talk a lot about cash over cap, but the Ravens always spend pretty much up until the cap. And right now, they have nearly $14 million in cap space, and that's 15th most in the NFL, which is kind of unusual for this Ravens team. And for any Ravens fan that was expecting some blockbuster like a Max Crosby, they've never operated in that way. Eric DaCosta took a swing for Roquan Smith, giving up a second-round pick. They traded up a second-round pick to the Eagles in order to draft Lamar in the 2018 draft. They've only given away one first-round pick, one future first-round pick in franchise history. And that was when they traded up to get Kyle Bowler, and that blew up in their face. So it was kind of what they've always been, just kind of these moves on the margin.
But the climate did change here, and there were ones flying around.
Yeah.
And
there were threes flying around,
and there were people doing that.
No, I'm with you.
And we're not surprised that these guys weren't. But
they don't swim in those waters.
But it's not as if that's just for the NHL deadline or just for the MLB deadline or just for the NBA deadline. There were teams attempting power moves.
But my point, Jason, is even in the offseason, much less the trade deadline, they still don't swim in those waters. They don't give away premium picks for the most part.
I almost want to say, well, what if they would have been 5-3 instead of 3-5? But in my heart of hearts, I know it wouldn't have changed much at all.
That's not
who they are. They value the cost control of their draft picks. I give the Colts credit. We'll see if it works out, but they said we're a Super Bowl contender this year, so we're going to trade 2 ones and go for it for Sauce Gardner. I don't know what the hell the Cowboys are, and we'll see. But I don't think if they were 5-3, if they were 7-1, I don't think that changes the way they go about their business one iota.
It would have been interesting for me, though, in this ulterior universe where Snoop doesn't play well and they lose to the Bears, given the way picks were being thrown around. Like, what could they have got for Marlon Humphrey? What could they got for Mark Andrews? What could they have got for Tyler Linderbaum? You know what I mean? Like, if they really, if things were going a little bit more the other way with all the long-term needs we already know they have, and with, let's be real, the lack of development from some key young players that they've been counting on, and I'm not talking about this year's draft picks as much as I'm talking about the rebuild of the offensive line that's supposed to have already taken place. And I just wonder what they might have been able to get for some of these guys, because
why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whenever their season does end, whenever they are eliminated, I don't think you're going to hear anybody opining about how this offseason is not going to be daunting. Oh, it's going to be daunting.
It will be pivotal, and Lamar Jackson's contract is going to be at the top of the list in order to free up cap space to augment your roster and bring some guys back and bring some guys in from the outside. He's got a $74.5 million cap hit. That's going to be priority one this offseason.
By the way, welcome back, Lamar Jackson. He's back for one game. He's the AFC Offensive Player of the Week.
How about that? And he was clearly not at 100% and was limited. And the first half was very much just getting his body used to being out there and getting his timing back and rhythm. And I don't think even by the end of the game he was 100%. Yeah. And for him to be able to do that on the road, pretty special. Raven, remember, they weren't running the ball until Lamar started going off.
No, they were not. By the way, for what it's worth, they're back on the practice field today. Perfect attendance for everybody that is not on the IR is out there on the practice field, including the newest Raven, Draymond Jones, out there. We'll hear from Harbaugh and others coming up in a little bit.
Yeah. This is probably the healthiest they're going to be. Maybe.
Yeah, because
again this year.
Yeah, because you get now.
Everybody's back who you were waiting to come, who had a chance to come back. Like, obviously, Darius Washington isn't coming
back. Well, they'll get Tavius Robinson back at some point, but somebody else might get hurt at that point. It's like an 8-week injury, it's 6 to 8 weeks. And they'll get, big return of Adisa Isaac is coming at some point this season. So he'll return as well. And Emory Jones.
Again, that's another one where that's a developmental player. Like,
it's more next year.
Yeah. So
he gonna play in December.
He'll play, but I think expectations need to be tempered.
And I think he'll be on a pitch count, rotating with somebody until or unless he proves, that he's up for more than that. But that's a lot of ifs involved in that. I mean, look, this is a big game. Again, obviously, it's an all hands on deck game, and the Minnesota Vikings at home with this new quarterback giving them life are not going to be pushovers.
We have a massive, very busy Wednesday show. Obviously, you heard him. Bone is back. TMI is going to be much TMI. Listened to radio coming up 2:45. But guest-wise on the program.
Might need a surgical mask for TMI.
Yes. Orioles manager Craig Abernathy introduced to the media earlier this week. John Mioli was there, covers the O's for the banner. We'll get his thoughts on that and what the offseason is going to look like and what the coaching staff could look like, because it's going to be completely new. John joins at 2:30. We'll get our best bets from the world of college football. Tim Murray from VEASAN at 3:30. We'll start looking at the Vikings with Kevin Seifert, who's covered the Vikings for ESPN for a long time. Former Oriole beat guy with the Washington Times joins us at 4. And BBT's own Ryan Ripken joins us. We'll talk O's with him at 4:30.
Yeah, big show. A lot to get to. We heard a little bit from the Orioles press conference yesterday. We'll hear a little bit more today and continue to sort of dissect what we think some of that means. We'll look a little bit around the league at the deadline and who maybe stepped up in weight class and who didn't. We'll hear from Kevin O'Connell, who I think is probably looking pretty smart right now, given McCarthy as much time as he did. So yeah, a lot to get to, and players will be talking out at the at the castle today. So
I assume we'll hear from Lamar.
One would think.
Yeah, it's a Wednesday, and we know he's playing. So, I expect to hear from Lamar Jackson later this afternoon.
And I know it's not today, but we were deprived of monkey business last week. We'll get that tomorrow.
Yeah, short week. We didn't get any monk. Tomorrow.
Oh, man.
Double shot of monk.
That was a colossal disappointment. No monkey business last week, because we sort of count these down. Coming up next, though. What does this look like the rest of the season? We're going to look at the schedule, and you get into trouble doing that. But we're going to do it anyway. How does this schedule set up for the Baltimore Ravens moving forward now that we're past the bye and Lamar's back, at least for now? Hopefully, knock on wood, doesn't get hurt. But what's it look like? We'll tell you next year on The Fan.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.